The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory be to the Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare the people of this generation? What are they like? They are like children who sit in the marketplace and call to one another. We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not weep. For John the Baptist came neither eating food nor drinking wine. Then you said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by all her children." The Gospel of the Lord. Sacred Scripture, the Word of God that is entirely true. It's the saving truth that the Holy Spirit has given us for our salvation. Sacred Scripture says there is one thing that never fails, one thing that will always come out triumphant, and that is love. We can never err by choosing love. In fact, the only time we are mistaken is when we do not choose to love. One time I was present for deliverance prayers for a man, and he'd come under the influence of a spirit through the reading of his tarot cards, and subsequently he'd come to discover that it was a witch who had read his cards. And during these deliverance prayers, the priest says, I sever any connection between this man and that woman. I sever any connection between this man and the witch." And the spirit spoke through him and said, "There is no connection between him and her. The connection is between me and her." And the priest said, "What is the connection that you have with that woman?" And he said, "I love her. I love her hatred. I love the fact that she hates." And he immediately began to call out on the angels and saints, not knowing what to do. Saint Joseph, Saint Francis, Saint Therese, Teresa of Avila. And all of a sudden he called on Pope John Paul II, and there was a violent response from this spirit. And he said, "No, no, not him. I hate him." And he says, "Why do you hate John Paul II? And the spirit said, "Because he loves all. Because he loves all." Every action of our lives is judged on one thing alone: the degree of love with which we do it. How important it is at the beginning of every day to ask for the grace, "Lord, let me do all things today out of love for you." Now, that doesn't mean we're going to feel fervor in everything we do. And in fact, oftentimes quite the opposite. The most loving acts that we do are those things that we have the least desire to do, but we do them anyways because we know that they're right. Oftentimes our most loving acts are those things that most repulse us, and yet we choose out of love for God to do them because it's what He's asking of us. St. John of the Cross, and I close with two of his great maxims. He said, "Love begets love. Where there is not love, put love, and you will find love. Love never fails."